AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. San Bernardino, California government workers will return to work this morning, 5 days after a county employee and his wife opened fire on his colleague's holiday party, killing 14 people and wounding 21. Authorities say the wife had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group on Facebook. President Obama addressed the nation last night.
This was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people.
He said the shooters had gone down the dark path of radicalization, but
so far we have no evidence that the killers were directed by a terrorist organization overseas or that they were part of a broader conspiracy here at home.
He did not announce a new strategy in fighting the Islamic State group, underscoring instead his confidence in the current approach. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president says attacks like these signal a new phase of the terror threat, and he knows Americans are worried.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it.
And not by sending a big ground force into Iraq and Syria, or by talking tough, or by turning Muslim immigrants away from U.S. shores.
Because when we travel down that road, we lose.
Obama's third Oval Office address since taking office reflected growing concern here that GOP foes aren't just slamming his strategy for fighting the Islamic State group, but portraying a West at war with Islam. Obama says that plays right into the hands of the militants. Mark Smith at the White House.
The U.S. has been leading coalition airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. This morning, an American military official says they have no indication that the coalition aircraft killed Syrian troops, as Damascus is alleging. London police are stepping up patrols after a stabbing at a subway station in which a man with a knife reportedly said, "This is for Syria." This is AP Radio News. There is video of that London subway attack shot by witnesses on which a bystander can be heard shouting at the suspect, "You ain't no Muslim, brov." Twitter has turned that into a trending hashtag. Our Marta McDowick is in London.
The 29-year-old Muhyiddin Mir is to appear at London court today accused of attempted murder. Social media users picked up a video in which a bystander is heard shouting at the suspect, "You ain't no Muslim, bruv," and turned it into a trending hashtag. The incident comes just days after British Parliament gave green light to airstrikes against Islamic State group in Syria. Marta McDowick, London.
We've learned the Justice Department is expected to launch an investigation into the Chicago Police Department after those protests over a video showing a white Chicago police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. The mayor is under intense scrutiny, as well as the police department. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.